Okay, let me tell you what was in that new music set. The last song perhaps should have had an introduction. It's by the Williams brothers, who are in fact brothers and nephews of Andy Williams. And they recorded this way back when, and somehow it came to light and somebody decided to put it on a CD. It's what I played for you was a cover of a Robbie Falk song, She Took a Lot of Pills and Died. Bet you figured that one out. The name of the CD is Memories to Burn. Before that, we heard from Sarah T., who has a new EP out, Songs for Discarded Souls. We played the title track, Forward Bow. And we started the set off with Pittsburgh's own R. Cook doing When I Think of You. Our tender little ditty for the day, even though it's Good Friday, we needed a tender little ditty. That was of the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle Collection 2020 23. That's going to do it for me. You've been listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
In the beginning, oh, long before that, when light was deciding who should be in and who should be out of Spectrum, yellow was in trouble. Even then, seems that green, you know how green can be, didn't want yellow in. Some silly primal envy, I suppose, but for whatever cause, the effect was bad on yellow and caused yellow to weep yellow tears for several eternals before there were years, until blue heard what was up between green and yellow and took green aside for a serious talk, in which blue pointed out that if yellow and blue were to get together, not that they would, but if they did, a gentle threat, they could make their own green. Oh, said green with some understanding. Naturally, by a sudden change of hue, green saw the light and yellow got in. Worked out fine. Yellow got lemons and green got limes.
Is a reference tone recorded at our operating level.
Around the corner, the wind blew back. Follow the yellow brick road. It ended up at Black Bow. Black fellows taught the gift of love. Island children painted joy, sunshine bright, girl and boy, bag of tricks and candy sticks, peppermint kite for my toy.
Yellow brick, black bone flag. Keep on walking and don't look back.
I walked along happy and then came back. I followed the yellow brick road. Lost and found, I saw you down. Altar bound, taught the gift of love. The yellow brick road took my load.
sunshine girl, come to my boat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mile long, oh, I can't ever go wrong. Clouds are gray and yesterday, devil on my shoulders, it's time to play.
Yellow brick, black bone black. Keep on walking and don't look back.
Around the corner the wind blew back, follow the yellow brick road. It ended up at black bone black, taught the gift of love. Smiling children, painted joy, sunshine bright, girl and boy. Bag of tricks and candy sticks, peppermint kite for my toy.
Yellow brick, black bone black. Keep on walking and don't look back.
I follow the yellow brick road. I follow the yellow brick road. I follow the yellow brick road. I follow the yellow brick road now. I follow the yellow brick road. I follow the yellow brick road.
Yesterday is yellow, the yellow day. Yellow. That's the color of the day. And that's the theme of the show today. Going through all of the color, the 8 original colors of the Crayola Crayon Box, the 120th anniversary. Came out in 1903. And the series is I started with green, then we did blue, then red. Today's yellow. And I was going to think about orange for next week, but orange isn't going to happen for 2 weeks. Next week is buggy. Week after that, I am on the vacation. So I will not be on this here radio for 2 weeks. But I will have a rerun for the week after next. But it's this buggy thing. So let me tell you what we played. We played The Ventures doing Yellow Jacket. They should have played the High Frequencies version, local band High Frequencies. They do a really good job of Yellow Jacket. I don't know why I couldn't find that. Before that, Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band from their first record, which featured Ry Cooder. And that was Yellow Brick Road, when they were more like a bluesy, more than avant-garde. But they're still a good tune. Bobby Blake, an MSR song poem. I Like Yellow Things. That's where people would send in poems. The average person or the below average person would write a poem, send it in, think it's going to be a big hit, send it to this place called MSR, and they'd crank out a song based on those lyrics, and that's what you got. And, of course, Mr. Ken Nordine starting things off with Yellow. Very handy. He has an album called Colors that came out a ways ago. And it's a nice way to start off all these color shows. So there you be with that. How are you? That is good. It is good. It is good Friday. Actually, it's Great Friday. For me, it's a Great Friday. I never understood why they called it Good Friday. I never could understand Good Friday, you know? Oh, because the guy got crucified. What's good about that? I don't know, man. There's some strange things about that. Oh, it's Good Friday. We're going to crucify this guy. Ah, good. Good. Really? That's why you're calling it Good Friday? And then and then it's like, okay, Saturday, and then Jim Dandy Sunday. I think that's how it was originally done. It was like, oh, man, Friday. Or TGIF. Or TJIF. Oh, Zabo right here in your brain. Till 1 o'clock, playing all songs. Yellow. It's a good thing. So I've got some really nice things planned here. So we've got orange, purple, brown, black, and then I want to melt all the crayons down and do gray. So there'll be a whole show in gray. Then I thought it would kind of be cool to take a journey. I'm watching an interesting TV show called Goodnight Oppie, and it's about the two rovers that were sent to Mars. A really kind of neat little thing. So I'm thinking of doing a space travel show. Starting at the sun, ending in Pluto. And yes, I know, Jeremy contacted me and said Pluto really isn't a planet, considered a planet anymore. In my book, Pluto is still a planet. And I'm going to probably end with Pluto. I am, yeah. So there. So then I thought another journey. Like I like these, maybe like a whole thing, a journey themes. Like, so we're going from the sun out to there. So why not start with the days of the week, Sunday all the way to Saturday. So that'd be another show. And you never know what I'm going to be getting. But that's like 10 weeks of shows right there. It's nice to prop my toe bones up. Yeah. Not have to worry. Yeah, it's a lot of worry thinking about what I'm going to do on the show. For the longest time, the golden era of Zombo, when I didn't care, the golden era. When I just come in, and I had a hangover, I was at Kelly's the night before, I stumble in, and I do a five-hour radio show completely unprepared. What was up with that? That is crazy, but I would do it. I'd do a five-hour radio show, you know, by the third hour, man, I was in my stride. First hour was bad, man. That first hour was like, Then the second hour, I'm feeling better. Then towards the end, I'm thinking, oh, wow. So I don't even know how I did a five-hour radio show. But you can actually hear excerpts of those five-hour radio shows on Zombo's Deep Archive Wednesday nights. Oh, that's for a segue. Wednesday nights on this here station from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., revisiting shows from 13 years ago. So I'm actually trying to go exactly 13 years prior. So it's kind of nice. So like right around now, I'm playing shows from April from 13 years ago. And so there you go with that. I might actually play a deep archive show. I might play a deep archive show on the Friday after next. I might do that. I might do a deep archive show. Freak a lot of people out because I'm talking about like, go to this thing, go to that thing. And that club's gone. The band's gone. You're gone. Everybody's gone. And nobody went. Ah, yellow. Yeah. Yeah. Want some more music? You do, don't you? You want more music or you want more of this? More of this? More music. All right, Devo, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini, Zombo in your brain, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Bayou Buck, She was afraid to come out of the bushes. She was afraid all the people would stare. While she was diving, she lost her bikini. So the poor little girl had to wear.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
She wore a pair of baggy old red flannels, itchy, scratchy, red long handles
that she found hanging out on. So she crawled out through the trapdoor behind.
Well, I swear, dig that crazy underwear.
Now she's standing out there in the river, in the water clean up to her knees. Here's the only advice I can give her. Keep your trap shut or you're gonna freeze.
Tell us, will you please, why she's wearing BBDs?
Lost her itsy bitsy teeny weeny yaller polka dot bikini.
Down the river it started to drift.
All the colors had to snicker when they seen her eyeglass flicker.
Cause all her sand had started to shift.
Homer, you old coot, help her find her bathing suit.
Now at last she has found her bikini. On the beach it had been.
ねえみんな、なぜだか教えてあげようか。それはちょっぴり隠したビキニスタイル。今日初めて知ったから、あいちびちちにウィニエロポケダビキニビキニのお嬢さん。ねえみんな、もっといいこと教えてあげようか。
あの子は小屋の表に、いるのが怖いから、体にヘッド巻きつけ、波の中にしゃがんでる。あの子何着てるか教えてあげようか。それは水玉模様のビキニの水着さ、今日初めて着たのさ。
あいちびちちにウィニエロポケダビキニビキニのお嬢さん。ねえねえみんな、もっといいこと教えてあげようか。あの子は波の中から恥ずかしくて出られない。寒くて泣いてるうちにかわいそうな青ざめた。あの子何着てるか教えてあげようか。
それは水玉模様のビキニの水着さ、今日初めて着たのさ。あいちびちちにウィニエロポケダビキニビキニのお嬢さん。小屋からゲットキーと海で走り、波に潜ったが、もう逃げられない。
with me.
This morning, I woke up just in time to see a yellow unicorn eating the low branches from the linden tree outside. Then into the green he ran and was gone. Alone now again, with sunlight the color of the unicorn moving over the wall and low clouds and the hot July of New York about me. I think about Diamante's green eyes, or maybe the one called Dove, or others. Some I loved whose arms and names I never knew. The girl in Peter's bar, or a face on the train. Mostly in the last year I felt this kind of love. Mostly being away from home, forgetting the summer park and special rooms did this to me. And one night, hearing a big woman say as she was stroking my head, "I wish there had been someone like you when I was young," I went away and began to love strangers. People I would see only once on buses and in bars, or walking by themselves in quiet places. And in this last year, there must have been 100 who never knew a funny little boy watched them and loved them. It's taken me a long time to learn while I'm in bars not to tear the label from my beer bottle. A girl once told me that it makes me look too neurotic, and to get the people I want, it works best to be boyish. So, I am a little boy. Growing older, true, but a little boy who still sees unicorns and still believes in love and lies best when the girl who's making love to him lies too. It's okay to tell people nice things when the lights are out, after the act is over and you're close. even if sometimes the things you say aren't true. It's okay, because they forget about it when the next big guy comes along. And anyway, maybe you mean them at the time. People like to be told nice things. But how can you let people know that all you really want in life is to lie close in someone's shadow, without words or even promises, just being close? Look, there goes the unicorn.
I folded down in hat and some polka dot shoes, tomato pick and onion juice to drive away my blues. A bright red leather suit, a trip in a motorboat, and a strike I caused on the waterfront when I fell out my yellow coat. Hey now, stick with it. Oh, baby, don't quit it. You know you're bound to get it. Yes, sir. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, and laid out in milk and gin. The people quit the scene like the devil was loose. The clouds turned green and let down lemon juice. What walks on 2 feet and looks like a goat? That crazy screaming jay in a bright yellow coat. And now, stick with it. Baby, baby, don't you quit it. Oh, you're bound to get it. Yes, sir. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, laid out in milk and gin. Some real bad weather, ice, rain, and snow. 50 million bulldogs, 20 mountain goats, all gathered around at sundown to see my yellow coat. Hey now, stick with it. No, 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 don't you dare quit it. Hey, you're bound to get it. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, laid out in milk and gin. Oh, hell.
Ah, damn, the only good thing to ever come out of Cleveland. Screaming Jay Hawkins. As a Cleveland guy. Doing Yellow Coat. And we heard Yellow Magic by Señor Coconut and his orchestra. And that was an homage to Yellow Magic Orchestra, which, of course, this is an homage to Ryuichi Sakamoto from Yellow Magic Orchestra that just died. Everybody's dying. But he just died recently. So I give him a shout out. One of the first electronic bands, Yellow Magic Orchestra, right around the 78, right around like when Kraftwerk was coming out, there was Yellow Magic Orchestra, and he did all these like really great soundtracks. And yeah, there's a tune of his I really like. It's not a Yellow song, so I'm not going to do it, but man, it's really a nice instrumental that I might play, but, you know, I like to stick to the Yellow stuff. I don't like homages to dead people after they died. Usually dead people while they're still alive, and they can hear it. But a triple shot, a triple bikini shot, a yellow polka dot bikini. We heard Kayo Sakamoto, no relationship at all. And we heard Homer and Jethro, yellow polka dot bikini, and Devo. Started that set off with their version of Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Today's all yellow. It is all yellow. I will not be on next week because it's buggy. And then I will not be on the week after that because I will be on vacation. But the week after that will be orange. And there's another Screamin' Jay song called Orange Colored Sky that's you're going to hear in the orange show. But today is the yellow show. And Zombo right here in your brain, right here on WRCT. And you know, what do I got to tell you? Was that beep me or is that beep you? I think that beep was you. It was. Let's see if I got some kind of something to tell you. Hey, how about some poison? Yeah. How about poison? For emergencies, you want to call 1-800-222-1222-222-1222-1222-1222. You got that memorized? That's 1-800-222-1222-2-1222-2-1222-2-1222 for your poison emergency. So if you like, you take some poison and someone else is taking them and they're rolling around the floor, you go, oh my gosh! 1-800-222-1-2-1-2-2-2-1-2-1-2-2-2-1-2-2-1-2-2-2-2-2-2. That's right, for poison emergencies. You call that number, and by the time you call that number, they'll be dead, and it won't be your problem anymore. That number again, friends, 1-800-222-1-2-2-2-1-2-2-2-2. Is this thing on? 1-2-1-2-2-2-1-2-2. There you go. Public service announcement. There you go. How about that? Let's see. Hey, you know that an ember of fire can travel a mile? I fail to believe that. I fail to believe that an ember of wildfire can travel over a mile. Possibly like this. Say this ember goes up in the air and a sparrow or even a woodpecker, more like a woodpecker would do this. And the woodpecker actually gets a little bit of that under his wing. He flies for a mile. Then that woodpecker starts pecking on a tree. That ember pops out. Boom! What you got? You got a wildfire. Or even worse yet, a tame fire. Those tame fires, they sound tame, but they're wilder. Simple steps to adapt to a wildfire. Clearing areas around the building. You do that. You clear areas around the building. How is that even a thing? Did that ever save a wildfire? Maybe. Probably not. You and your neighbors can help protect your homes and community from wildfire damage. You move. That is correct. Because remember, only you can prevent forest fires, and we are doomed if we're counting on you to prevent forest fires, because you don't care. I know you. You don't care if there's a forest fire. Oof. Yeah, how about me tell you about a show? Let's see what's going on here on this radio show. You know, what the heck? What the hey? What in the yellow tarnation? What's going on here? Let's see. Oh, promos. Here we go. Ah, Radio 9. Remember what Radio 40 Top Live main dive got? You got, huh? Listen to that. WRCT. You like new music and free tickets to shows? Fine. Here's the WRCT. How's them for promos? That's going to get you to listen. That's going to get you to listen real nice. So what else we got here? All right. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 70s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer. I think, okay, Boomer. Tune in to Radio 9, noon to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies. That's a terrible word. Newies. Maybe he meant news. And snark here on independent freeform radio 88.3 WRCT. There you be with that. And do you like new music and free tickets? You do. You lazy bum. You get it for free. Why don't you pay $700 for tickets like everybody else? Huh? Get in with the program and make Ticketmaster more wealthy than ever. That's right. Buy your $700 tickets. But anyhow, if you want free tickets, you should listen to the newer and new music show every Sunday night from 9 to 11. Join Peter, catchy name, as he plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite bands, local artists, and all those kind of shows. Listen to the new and newer music show. Right here, on this here station. Yeah. All right. Ah! What could translate into a nice yellow thing? Oh. This is one of my classic yellow tune. A legendary yellow tune. The legendary Stardust Cowboy with "Someone Stole the Yellow from My Egg."
I want to do a song I wrote called "Someone Took the Yellow from My Egg." This is a song I wrote back in 1964 in Lubbock, Texas. And of course. You knew I'd have to throw that one in with old Buzzsaw Sally. Someone took the yellow from my egg. Someone smeared butter on my leg.
Things are going to have to change, I'm afraid.
Someone took the yellow from my egg. Now way down in the chicken yard, you can't find a bucket of lard. 'Cause one day I laid a big egg. It turned out to be very hard. Someone took the yellow from my egg. Someone smeared butter on my leg.
Things are going to have to change, I'm afraid.
Someone took the yellow from my egg. There's one chicken talking to another. He asked him if he's his big brother. Don't try to sneak into my nest. I must lay eggs that are my very best. Someone took the yellow from my egg.
Someone smeared butter on my leg. Things are going to have to change, I'm afraid.
Someone took the yellow from my egg. Now as the sun is shining down, here's a chicken wearing a frown. He was looking for some kernel, 'cause someone took his egg away. Someone took the yellow from my egg.
Someone smeared butter on my leg. Things are going to have to change, I'm afraid.
Someone took the yellow from my egg. As the day reaches the noonday heat, there are many chickens can't be beat. Over yonder, big chicken falls. Here comes Big Daddy dressed in overalls. Someone took the yellow from my egg.
Someone smeared butter on my leg. Things are going to have to change, I'm afraid.
Someone took the yellow from my egg.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you. this room for days, trapped in a yellow haze. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Strained and boarded in, feeding on the young man's skin. It's getting worse. Make me laugh, don't let me sleep. It's not so bad. It's not too bad. Creeping in the morning light, she looked in his blackened eyes. The state of me and the state of him. You can't put me back. I'm worse in the mornings. Be careful. You can't put me back. I just won't go. So gently, slowly move away. Silence. You can't put me back. And I just won't
Well, this could be practically anything, and I could say anything. It's an instrumental electronic thing called Yellow Sunshine Voodoo. And it's just better just to talk over it. In front of that, we heard the New Pagans with Yellow Room. And 2020 doing Yellow Pills. You're going to get plenty of this at 1 o'clock when the encore performance of Couch Dancing comes on. You can get all kinds of this groovy stuff starting at 1 o'clock with DJ Firefly. So that's nice following this show. So, you know, we're going to hear that at 1 o'clock, not now. Ah, let's do a Paul in the CBD store sandwich. Three things he'll like.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Don't be a naughty Eskimo. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo. Peek-a-boo. Ooh. And he started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion, rub it. Then, in a fit of anger, I pounced, and I pounced again. Great googly moogly. Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. He stood up and he looked around and he said,
well.
No, no, I can't see. He took a dog do snow cone and stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog do snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. And I can't see temporarily.
Thank you.
I have no idea who does that version of that song, but Paul in the CBD store wanted, said, oh, I bet you got the version of Mellow Yellow, but not the Donovan version of Mellow Yellow. And yeah, of course, I don't know who does that, but it's got kazoos in it. And that's usually negates the song's, coolness, but, it's a thing. It's a thing. So that was Mellow Yellow. I do not know who did that. Then we heard Frank Zappa doing Yellow Snow. Now it's from the single. I guess there was a single of that. So there you go with that. All right, and as promised, the third layer of your Paul and the CBD Store sandwich is Jamie Brockett. The song he wanted was Talking Green, which I know, Talking Green Beret, or he did Green. Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. One thing I got to say, though, before that, is Donovan. Mellow Yellow, he did the Rice Pop tunes. He wasn't a rocker by any stretch of the imagination. But he were Mellow Yellow, which was just a nice little pop tune. Cute little pop tune. Wear Your Love Like Heaven, really nice little pop tune. You know, there's some other stuff that he wrote. But he tried rocking out on one song called Baraba Jaggle. And you could just see that was the last thing that he doesn't have rock and roll in him. He was kind of like the hippie Billy Joel of his day. And but anyhow, on Baraba Jaggle, he just goes, that truth is molten. He tries to really like rock out. It's like, dude, you are missing it so much. You know, you might as well be singing Uptown Girl. So here's Jamie Brockett talking Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. Now notice how I said that very quickly and said it correctly. You know why? Because I practiced my diction and my elocution with my 1-2-2-2-1-2-2-2-1-2-2-2-2-1s. That's my warm-up. That's my warm-up. That's my mantra. All right, here we go. Let's play this song here and see what happens. I was promised it's good. If it stinks, it's going to get there. Here it is. All right, I got some guitar.
This is a Talking Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. Dedicated to people listening to AM radio. I've been listening to my radio 20 years or so. I heard a lot of singing stars come and go. There were the Beatles, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino, screaming Jay Hawkins, Nancy Sinatra, and a whole load of other just fantastically talented people. Now the other day it was cold and wet, and I was riding around in Daddy's Corvette, and I heard the DJ say, "You bet, here's the Ballad of the Green Berets." I dug it. It had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Now by and by we decided to park and on in the house to watch Dick Clark, and I got there in time to hear Dick say, "Here's the Ballad of the Green Beret." Nobody was dancing. Marching around the floor waving flags, eating apple pie, trading pictures of their mom. Kind of a North Vietnamese boogaloo. I was reading the paper the very next day, see what Spiro Agnew had to say. Said, "If you don't dig the Ballad of the Green Beret, well, there's all one thing I can say. You must be one of them long-haired, dope-smoking, avatar-reading, living in the common, unwashed, hippie Marxist." I wrote him a letter. "Dear Spiro, I dug it. Had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Same as your IQ. Asked the man there for a record contract. Said, "You gotta sing patriotic songs. Your bum sang of blowing in the wind and we shall overcome." He said, "Hey man, those aren't patriotic. Don't you want your songs to be popular?" I said, "Sure." So lit up another cigar and said, "Well, kid, you gotta write records people can march to, you know. Nobody's gonna buy records that can't march to them." I said, "Oh yeah, what in hell were they doing in Chicago, friend?" Well, I gave up trying to be a star, figured I'll probably never get too far, so I called my girl up today, said I'm gonna go join the Green Beret, be a big star. Gave me a 12-string rifle, 32 caliber auto heart. Little short fat man with stripes on his shoulder and a Girl Scout beanie on his head said, "Come here, boy. Teach you how to kill."
You gotta be kidding me, right? That was a waste of 5 minutes and 31 seconds. I was promised. You're going to now. Now you're going to request jail for a while for that one, Paul. That not only did age well, but that sounded like the Food Club version of Arlo Guthrie. That was Jamie Brockett. And there wasn't even yellow in it. I was bamboozled. And I was doing a nice Paul in the CBD store sandwich. And he comes in and slips his 5-minute turd in there. Promises me it's funny.